Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Long, great to have you with us at 101.9 Hi FM.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed that because I think it's relevant to what we're talking about, but I enjoyed the music as well. So I've got double enjoyment out of being waiting. So thank you.
All right, Chris, I think you might be a keeper.
There you heard it here on Hi FM. You're a keeper. Chris, this is an amazing new financial product that's coming onto the market that you're going to talk to us about, a reverse mortgage. Tell us about that. Who's it going to help and why is it going to help?
Yeah, look, apropos of the previous discussion, people are living longer. In many cases, people haven't planned and haven't been able to invest for that additional longevity. So what happens for many people is they reach retirement and they run out of money in simple terms. And for many people, retired people, you're not able necessarily to generate additional income in your retirement. So that leaves you with one option, really. You have two assets, primary assets ordinarily, your pension fund and your home. So what we're allowing, because the pension fund doesn't allow you to draw additional income necessarily, what we're allowing is for people to take a monthly income in the form of a loan against their home. That has impacts and consequences, which we can talk about. But essentially, for many people, it's the last resort for quality of life and rising cost of living, squeezing them out of being able to live a quality retirement.
So my nightmare scenario here when I read about this product is you are potentially going to be faced with a whole bunch of older people who don't have much being forced out of their homes. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that one has to acknowledge product has been used, and it's been used across the world since the 1960s. There have been operators that have used it in a not so ethical manner. We've been very conscious and cautious of that. I mean, it's always easier when you're coming later to the market.
It's a dangerous product, Chris. I mean, if you look at what's happening to the real estate market right now, you know, what you thought was worth 100 is now only worth 70. You know, that reverse mortgage is suddenly going to be a hell of a burden on you when it the equity in your home is so much less than you thought it was.
Yeah, so this is my point is that we've created or produced a product that is very conservative. So we lend against very low loan to values. We allow the borrower to cancel at any time. So it's not, if you take a typical reverse mortgage the world over, and that's why we haven't really used the word reverse mortgages. A typical reverse mortgage, you borrow 50% lump sum. And if interest high, which in most developed countries they're not, but if interest rates were high very quickly, particularly if property prices declined, you could be in a situation where you have negative equity. We don't do that at all. A, we lend. We allow people to cancel. B, we lend on a reviewable basis. So we lend on a 60-month basis. C, we only lend monthly income. So we recognize that that's the biggest issue. It's not like people want to get a big lump sum and take a cruise. Well, some people do, or go gambling or whatever, be frivolous with that money. What we're saying is that people that have a monthly income shortfall but have an asset, that we can conservatively bridge that that scenario. And bear in mind that as a lender, we have no interest in getting anywhere near the total value in loan to the total value of the property, because that's good for us. It's not good for borrowers, it's not good for us. So we've done everything possible to ensure against that possibility.
That's so interesting, Chris, because I think I actually saw a stat somewhere that the older generation, your 65s plus, are better at paying their bills and their accounts and monies due than younger generations. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that there's almost a wartime mentality that's inherent in much of that generation. And I think of my parents. I mean, they were incredibly frugal. They were very cautious with debt. And it's one of the issues with this product is, you know, we're saying to people, yes, we know that it's difficult to go to debt when you have settled debt. But there may be instances where that's what you need to do. I would absolutely say that better payers, more frugal, conscious of debt, conscious of the cost of debt, is I mean, you can't be broad spread and say everybody, but I certainly think it's a lot more people in older generations. The younger people tend to live on debt for much of their early careers, you know, and potentially at hindrance to their future investment or the future retirement possibilities.
What kind of interest rate would you be looking at, Chris, for a loan like this?
We're charging prime plus three, so that's 300 basis points above prime. We're not a bank, so our cost of debt is at prime.
Sure,
so, we effectively making 3% margin, which we happily, you know, present and publish, and we say to people, you know, if your family, for example, is an option that you could borrow from, presumably not paying interest or paying a lesser interest, absolutely. Where we see the most obvious comparison is to unsecured lending, you know, credit card or unsecured debt. Most people over 60 or 65 can't even access that. If they could access that, it would be at 20 to 27%. So, you know, comparatively, if this is your last resort, then it's a good option.
Amazing.
And one of the things, sorry, one of the things I just wanted to cycle back on is that, you know, this issue of people being frugal, planning, investing, but still being caught short, you know, that can be a product of market declines like we've had recently, or like I said in the beginning, it might be additional longevity. You know, people hadn't necessarily planned to live 8 or 10 years longer.
No, 100%. You know, and therein lies the trick here. I mean, it's an incredible facility. You're offering people who could be in tremendous need the most incredible lifeline. But having said that, they have to be so incredibly circumspect with how they do take advantage of this offer. So, Chris, thank you so much for being with us here on 101.9 Chai FM. You can definitely say you learned a bit about WITO to
buddy
a little later. And, let's talk a little more when this product develops and you bring it up to Gauteng, because I believe at the moment it's only in the Cape.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Chris Loke, Managing Director of Water Financial.